It is 5:19. Snowboarders can't do right. It's Thursday at Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2026.
Three game.
It is the Rant Revival, starring the three horsemen of the Rant, Gen X Davey Lane, Corby the Snake Davidson, and of course, the one and the only, your hero, brought to you by
E.T.'s Market and Bakery.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they are. Prepare yourself.
For the Rant.
Do you have anything to plug other than Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2026?
No, I won't. I may do a slight Twitch stream tonight, perhaps from the practice facility for Time Wasters, but I doubt it. So there's a half-assed non-tease, which is about the lowest form of tease you can do.
I may, but probably
but
not.
Probably not.
That's fair enough.
Right. Okay.
Fair warning.
Way to keep them guessing, Gordon.
Sorry.
All right. I do have a couple of rant stories, as this rant is themed technology and stuff.
Okay.
As there are two things that I would like to make you aware of. These
technology
are
and stuff.
Incredible advances in the world of technology. We've talked a lot about AI on this program, as well as I know you have on the Musers, Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to know where AI will take us and how quickly we'll get there. But there is a new website that is a platform for AI agents to search, book, and pay humans for physical world tasks. It's called rentahuman.ai.
I'm confused.
So when it launched, it only had 130 people listed on the platform, 130 humans making themselves available to be rented by AI, including an OnlyFans model. But 2 days later, after launch, over 73,000 rentable meatwads, they called them, were available.
Mm. What does that mean? What are they doing?
Okay, so here's the pitch, that these AI robots need your body. So if you're a human, you make a profile with your location and your skills, if you have any, and your hourly rate.
Like nunchuck skills?
Yeah, sure. And then AI agents, generally autonomous.
Why do they have to be Asian? That's the weird part.
Agents.
Uh-huh.
Autonomous task bots. They contract humans out. So the humans get hired to do the thing that the AI instructs them to do, and then you submit proof that you completed the task, and then you get paid through crypto.
Oh, my God.
Kick ass. I love it.
All the words you just said sound so ridiculous.
So the tasks could be anything from picking up and delivering a package somewhere.
How does this help AI?
Because the AI doesn't have a body that can carry out this task. Until there are autonomous AI robots walking around.
But why do they need to do this stuff? I don't get it.
Because it's the gig economy.
Well, how do you mail a package? You have to go to the post office. AI can't do that. They have to hire Dave to go do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is like your meal delivery or your ride share.
What if AI needs a lawn mode?
You know, rideshare with Waymo now.
That's what I was thinking of, for real. I'm like, why do they need these things done?
With Waymo, we're getting away from needing humans to do stuff for computers. But still, with this kind of thing, and it could be like testing a product. It could be going to an event. Like if they're trying to fill seats at an event, AI will just canvas and try and get people in this area to go fill seats at an event. Like George Soros trying to hire protesters.
Yeah.
And then they also have a job board where humans can browse gigs posted by AI.
So what are they paying?
Well, it could be like a low payout would be like $1 just to follow someone on Twitter. Somebody is trying to build their following and so they're paying a dollar per follow. Or
what is happening?
Or maybe another example they give is you might get $100 for posting a picture of yourself holding a sign that says AI paid me to hold this sign.
Nice. I love this.
I
this
feel
is
like
perfect.
This seems like something that Gordon would do. That Gordon,
yes,
you would list your, you would list yourself as
the,
a human for hire.
Eventually, the Waymo AI will hire a human driver.
Like it, the Waymo's just tired of doing the driving,
right? And when the, you know, like let's say that the some bit of mechanical stuff malfunctions in the automatic driving portion, it just outsources and said, until we can get it fixed, we'll have a human driver.
Did you guys?
So we'll have a human driver drive a driverless car.
Did you guys take a Waymo in San Francisco, Gordon?
We did.
Yeah. Had you been in one before?
No, that was my very first time. It was, and it did fine.
Yeah, we did it last year, and after about 30, 45 seconds, I think you don't even really think about it anymore. You know, You're in it, and it's just going. You're like, well, okay.
I think we are out of beta testing in Dallas because I was just driving down Skillman earlier today, and I saw like three Waymos all in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
I didn't know they were going
opposite directions.
Were they in cahoots?
Probably.
No, they were going different ways, Mo.
Probably trying to get to the Christian Parker press conference because they're going to take over football.
Football media.
They can't time travel.
I wonder when we will have the first AI head coach in football that knows the plays that should be called, that has analyzed all the opposing players, can take in way more variables than we can, and knows the correct play to call.
Or
and it's just a laptop sitting there, basically,
with
a headset on?
No, you have to
hire.
It's like a Max Headroom. It's like one of those video carts that you used to have in middle school.
Yeah.
With the video monitor on top, and it's just Max Headroom head coach.
Max head coach.
He's got a visor on.
Yeah.
Headset.
He's screaming. Do they yell? Do they get angry?
Well, no, because then the AI refs would throw a penalty for the AI coach saying too much.
Okay, here is the
what
other,
are we doing?
Here is the other fascinating
We're creating a world that doesn't need us.
Yeah.
Okay, so professors at the University of Maryland
have never been more ready to die.
Gosh.
Professors at the University of Maryland have asked, how much does the average person fart? They say without the baseline.
So, Craig, I've heard Craig talk about this at length.
He's done studies.
He holds court in the cubicle area every day about this.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
And I think he determines that if he is an average human, is over 100 a day.
Okay, that's not average.
That's not
he
bad.
Claims
that's
he's
not
triple average. Digits.
Yeah.
Okay, so they...
Keeps a very careful journal.
They are saying that...
Seven?
Without a baseline, it's hard to know whether someone like Craig's gas production is excessive.
Yeah.
And so they have invented smart underwear.
Is this panties that you can tinkle in?
No. Oh. I think you would short
can
out
we
the
pause
device.
For a second? What did Corby just ask?
Look, I'm obsessed with panties that you can TT in.
A lot of times on the monitors during our show, there are commercials for a brand of women's underwear that you can tinkle in.
Yeah.
Like
I want them.
Not full on have an accident like Depends, but if you happen to you know, sneeze and have a little trickle
leak.
Out.
Yeah.
It'll take care of that for you.
And they're called Knicks?
Yeah.
Like the basketball team.
No, KNIX, I think.
No. I just want there to be a time in the near future where I can tinkle in my panties.
That's his dream. But no, you cannot tinkle in these.
Help make Corby's dream come true.
Get a GoFundMe.
Yeah,
Kickstarter
that thing.
Yeah, Corby's Kickstarter for Tinkle Panties.
He's on Shark Tank trying to pitch his new product.
Tinkle Panties.
Oh, yeah.
So these aren't, it's not truly underwear, but a device that snaps into your underwear, and it uses chemical sensors to track your intestinal gas.
And an app.
You need this.
I really do. So Dave, says typically.
What if you're the Olympic
champion? Does
Dave
have problems?
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't
not,
believe it.
Not
oh,
all
no.
the time. My diet is a little bit better than it used to be.
Only between 3 and 7.
I think sometimes when you change your diet for the better, it even increases.
Okay, here you go.
All right.
So it says typically farts are a mix of microbe-derived hydrogen, sometimes methane, as well as carbon dioxide and oxygen from the body. And so in the study with this device, they say that healthy adults fart somewhere between 32 and 59 times a day. Although some, on the low end, only farted 4 times a day.
4?
Yeah.
What are they, like Avengers?
The smart underwear cannot detect whether farts are smelly or audible. It just...
Well, yeah, that'd be tough to do.
It just detects the chemical composition of the gas.
Yeah.
And then they also did an experiment where they gave participants fiber supplements to see if they had more hydrogen gas, and the smart underwear did indeed detect heightened microbiome activity after the person wearing the underwear ate fiber.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
That's why you're now at an advanced rate.
And they also want to have a human flatus atlas to measure flatulence around the globe.
Good. That's important.
Yeah.
Do you think that the first fart was laughed at? Like Adam, they're just sitting there.
And Eve queefed?
Oh.
No, I'm talking Adam.
Gordon.
He got
Bob,
rid of
get
it.
Get the control of this show here.
And did they both start laughing?
They only listen to you.
Or had they never laughed before either?
And right.
That caused
that was,
the first
yeah,
laughter.
Invented laughter.
Right. And then they built the Apollo Theater and then.
What? You jumped ahead.
There was an Apollo Theater, a prototype in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, because they were laughing so hard at farts. Look then, it up.
Hey, Gordon.
Could you imagine?
And then the sad man came out there and swept Adam off the stage.
I do have a fart-adjacent follow-up for Gordon.
Was that a drop?
What?
No, there's no such drop of that, but now there is. Does the fart tape exist, Gordon?
I don't know. George and Craig claim that it... They claim that it does.
From their
because
college?
Because one of their friends has it.
And I thought they claimed that there were many copies made.
Yeah, but I think only one of them is still in existence.
Wow, that's the holy grail.
What a holy grail that would be.
What is
do you really
want to
hear that?
I don't know. I'm at least curious.
Right.
I mean, we
now,
would
Dave,
have
you
to.
You had one, right?
We would have to
What's
send
that?
It off to NASA to get it, like, get it.
Certified?
Restored.
Well, no, to get it digitized.
Authenticated,
and then,
I think, yeah.
Then have all the audio noise cleaned up.
Yeah, from the 80s.
I thought Dave had one.
What was? Oh, well, yeah, from real life. Yeah, from COVID.
Yeah.
But didn't George have a very accidental fart in a ladies' room type situation? Gordon, do you remember that part?
Not a ladies' restroom, but yes, a ladies' dorm room.
That needs to be part of a round table.
Like he just snuck in there and stuck his butt in the room? It was the wrong room?
He didn't know she was there.
She was sitting down at her desk in her room, and he was standing right beside her, and he forgot where he was.
Yeah.
And
then ran away holding his
bottle.
He
says that he cut a sound that sounded like a Yeti in gastrointestinal distress.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We'll get him to tell the story tomorrow.
Write that down.
And her eyes got real wide and her eyebrows stood straight up
because
off her head.
I have an accompanying story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now.
All right, Gordon. No. Thank you very much. We have to go. We'll see.